الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكر ربك في نفسك تضرعا وخيفة ودون الجهر من القول بالغدو ولا سال ولا تكن من الغافلين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: عليكم بقيام الليل فإنه داب الصالحين قبلكم وقربة لكم إلى ربكم ومغفرة للسيئات ومنهاة عن الإثم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: يا عبد الله، لا تكن مثل فلان كان يقوم من الليل وترك قيام الليل. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله تعالى قال: ما يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بناء أفل حتى أحببته. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, first of all, I congratulate you that Alhamdulillah, we have entered in a very high level of time in which we can achieve many things what we cannot in other days. And that is the first ashra of Zilhajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sworn on 10 nights, والفجر وليال عشر. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said about it that if you keep fasting and these days, each fasting will be equivalent to keeping fast of 1 year, and the nights of this will be like the night of Laylatul Qadr, and especially the ninth day, the keeping fast of that day, it will be according to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, maybe kafara of zunub of the 1 year before and 1 year after. So we are earning too much by these days and nights. So we should be very much anxious or performing those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like in those days. Beyond keeping fast and qiyam al-layl, that thing which is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is zikr, is his zikr. Especially the zikr of Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. We should perform these zikrs too much. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq of these things. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said Rasulullah has said, I exhort you towards standing up in voluntary prayer by night, qiyamul layl, for this is the practice of the righteous ones before you and is for you a means of drawing near to you, Lord. It is also an atonement for your sins and a strengthening against sins. And Rasulullah has said, O servant of Allah, be not like so and so who used to stand in worship by night but has now left it. And Rasulullah has said, O brothers and sisters, verily, Rasulullah has said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my servant will continue to draw nearer to me through voluntary deeds of rightness until such time that I will start loving him. So, by these things, we can become nearer and nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are the special days and nights in which we can gain too much. Because Rasulullah said, the amal which has been done these days, one cannot perform that much in other days, as far as its ajr is concerned. So I should think about it and do accordingly. Yes, these days and nights are very important. So we are arranging some things because of this. For example, our mamulat do start in other days directly after after Salat Maghrib. But inshallah, we shall wait for half an hour if some people have kept fast. So they will eat something after that, inshallah, they will join us. And maybe we postpone other durus and only we shall involve ourselves in durus for zikr or prayers, for keeping fast, for hajj, for muamilat, for muashirat, and for akhlaq. Maybe we continue with these things. And after Eid, we shall rejoin the previous schedule. So, in this matter, what we are trying, we have to do too much zikr, especially the zikr of Subhanallah, zikr of Alhamdulillah, zikr of La ilaha illallah, zikr of Allahu Akbar. And especially we have to perform Qiyam al-Layl. So, as far as zikr is concerned, so, there are two types of zikr. One type is zikr sawabi, which is done for ajr. And the other type is zikr ilaji, which is done for treatment. The zikr which is done for ajr, it should not be the loud house voice. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember your Lord within yourself with humbleness and fear in a low voice in the morning and in the evening, and be not of the neglectful ones. So, as far as if the zikr is for ajr, so we should not do it with loud voice. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears also this voice. But as far as the ilaji zikr is concerned, so to fulfill the requirement of treatment, maybe we need the zikr with loud voice to influence our spirit. Because our spirit was lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it has been now gripped by nafs and it's not allowed to do what it wants, but it's doing what nafs wants. So first of all, to ilam, to inform, to inspire our spirit, we have to perform ilaji zikr. And when it gets signal of that, then by controlling our nafs, but through mujahidat, we can create resistance for the zail, and then our soul will be able to get rid of nafs, which is saluk. So for treatment, we can do zikr with loud voice, but there are other experiences as well, just like Naqshbandi saluk, in which there is no loud voice. But there are other things which are relevant to this. So in these days, we should prepare our mind to perform zikr and to offer prayer, such a prayer which in real sense is, can be called prayer. Because the reality of salat is abdiyat. We should acquire that much abdiyat in this, that we bow our nafs and spirit before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring our nafs to surrender before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. Because man tawazala faqad rafa'a Allah, the person who throws himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala down to the earth, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him, his daraja will be raised. So we should make our prayer of that quality, it is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, when we say Allahu Akbar, so one thing is its alfaz, the words of Allah, Allahu Akbar, and the other its reality, its haqeeqat. Haqeeqat is this, that we should understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this will give us uprise before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called uruj. So therefore it is said, as-salatu mi'rajul mu'minin. Offering prayer is mi'raj of mu'minin. Because by having abdiyat in heart, so it's more nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is called uruj. So by this we can gain this uruj. So every day we offer our prayer with great abdiyat, our uruj will increase, our miraj will increase, and we shall be inshallah getting more and more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are two things. One, that will create uruj, and the other thing which will create nuzul. So in this both are present. because by tawajjuh we are getting uruj, and by action we are living in zoom in sajda. So just like in Urdu it has been said, مٹا دے اپنے ہستی کو اگر کچھ مرتبہ چاہو کہ دانا خاک میں مل کر گل و گلزار ہوتا ہے. وچ مینس دیٹ وینش یور سیلف ایف یو وانٹ سم پوزیشن, بیکاز وین دا گرین از پٹ ان دا ارتھ سو دین اٹ گروز اینڈ فلاورز آر کمنگ آؤٹ. سو اٹ مینس we should do these things. And similarly, by fasting we can control our nafs, which is essential. Just like Rasulullah SAW has said, that person is wise who controls his nafs and does something for akhira, and that person is foolish who allows his nafs to perform anything it wants, and then just it creates tamanna. So it means we should control our nafs, and by fasting we can control our nafs. So in this both things are available. If we could go to hajj, perform hajj, so these timings, the greatness of the time and the greatness of the place will enhance each other, and we could gain too much. But if we cannot be there, so here the time is available, at least zaman of these things, so we can achieve the what's called the virtues of this time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to achieve more and more virtues of this time. And one thing in this is will be inshallah qurbani, adhiya. So one should do it because it is to follow Ibrahim alayhi salam that he was doing qurbani of Ismail alayhi salam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the sheep from Jannah and put before Ibrahim alayhi salam, and instead of Ismail alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam cut the neck of sheep, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you have made your dream true. So that sheep was equivalent to qurbani of Ismail alayhi salam, and our animal cutting will be equivalent to the qurbani of that sheep. So by this, that will be equivalent to qurbani of Ismail alayhi salam. So therefore it is told, if a person spends billions and billions of money in these days, qurbani, ajami qurbani, but does not perform qurbani, he cannot reach the level of the person who does only qurbani and does nothing else, because it has great reward. So only by this we can achieve the qurb. So therefore in these days, in 3 days, nothing can be more important than this action. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to perform qurbani with the real niyat and intention, and by the procedure of sunnah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.